From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops close in on Islamic State fighters in Ramadi. The troops are trying to retake the city, which they lost 7 months ago to the Islamic State group. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. The United Nations Security Council Wednesday unanimously gave its backing to the new Libyan unity government agreed to last week and urged all UN members to fully support the accord. The British-sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days, while also making arrangements for its own security. Georgia's Prime Minister Garibashvili resigned Wednesday without giving a reason. In a nationally televised address, he said all posts are temporary, only God and the motherland are eternal. Garibashvili had been prime minister since 2013. Georgian political experts speculate he stepped down to help his party regain its popularity before next year's parliamentary election. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants Sunday killed about 70 civilians. According to witnesses, the soldiers entered the Borno State village of Kirawa Jimni asked where Boko Haram militants were hiding and then began shooting. Many villagers ran to escape the gunfire. When they returned the following day, they found about 70 people had been shot. This is VOA News.